On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 28, Johannesburg 26, Rustenburg 28 grade.
There's a little bit of queuing traffic in the last couple of minutes. That's northbound on the M1, the N1 at Rigel Avenue.
Twee polisiebeamptes is dood tydens skietery in 'n polisiestasie in Tzaneen in Limpopo. Die voorval het vanoggend in die vroeë oggendure plaasgevind. Die polisie sê een beampte het die ander na bewering geskiet na 'n woordewisseling voor hy die vuurwapen op homself gerig het. Die onafhanklike polisieondersoekeenheid se Lizzie Shooping.
IPED has attended the crime scene and we are currently processing the matter.
Die ANC se 5de nasionale algemene raad het vandag by die Birchwood Hotel in Boksburg begin, maar die verrigtinge het onder spanning afgeskop toe 'n groep ANC personeellede 'n betoging buite die lokaal oor onbetaalde salarisse gehou het.
Well, we can't take responsibility of the comments that are made by the SG of the ANC. We will believe that it is based on the information that he has been briefed on, that you are not privy of the source of that information. But as it stands now, this matter of late payment of salaries is a recurrence from month to month. It's not a new thing now that salaries of November has not been paid. There are still a lot of workers and comrades who have not been paid even this month. So as to what information was given to the SG, we will not take responsibility on the basis of what he has said.
Dit dan die vakverbond Naus se adjunksekretaris Dan Semenya. Hy sê werkers het genoeg gehad. Intussen het die vakbond Nomsa vandag by die Pretoria se kantore van die presidentsie opgerig. Dit om te eis dat die regering dringend ingryp oor werksverliese in die kroomsektor, woordvoerder Pangamela Hlubi Majola.
The industry is demanding 62 cents per kilowatt hour for energy. So far in our negotiations and engagements with governments that NUMSA has been leading, we know that they're willing to offer 87 cents. We're saying they need to reduce it to 62 cents. This is a crisis. Our economy is not growing. Unemployment, poverty and inequality continue to spiral out of control.
En ander nuus, die Johannesburgse metropolisie het die afgelope week 182 motoriste in hegtenis geneem vir die bestuur onder die invloed van alkohol. Woordvoerder Kolani Fitla sê beamptes het al padveiligheidsoperasie gedurende die feestyd reg oor die stad verskerp. Hy sê hierdie arrestasies is tydens talle padblokkades gemaak.
The festive season sees an unfortunate surge in irresponsible driving behavior, and in response the JMPD has launched continuous high visibility operations that will run 24/7 throughout December into the new year. The JMPD appeals to all residents and visitors to partner with law enforcement by making responsible choices. If you plan to consume alcohol, pre-arrange a designated sober driver.
En nog nie sy die buitenland Pakistan en Afghanistan was die naweek in aanvalle langs hul grens betrokke. Die hernieuwde konflik volg daarna dat vredesgesprekke op 'n dooie punt geëindig het. Geen ongevalle is bevestig nie. Ek sien al September meer nie om 3 uur.